Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Joseph Radke of Appleton, Wisconsin. Ice fishing requires a lot of waiting. Here is Joseph Radke's Ice Fisherman of Oconto Falls, Wisconsin. They wait for winter, wait until the very top of the river stills, frozen white, until it reflects the leafless trunks of shoreline birches. Wait for bitter cold to scrub the landscape sterile so they can cut holes, scoop out ice, drop lines in current, and drag life into chill air. They sit in the open on overturned plastic buckets or in artlessly painted wooden shacks, gazing into ice water, or eyeing a series of tip-ups while drinking cans of cheap beer, whiskey from flasks. After they hook the limit, they sit in basements or at kitchen tables covered with yesterday's newspaper, sever heads at the gills, finally ridding themselves of that unblinking eye, slit the bellies and scrape out guts and eggs, store the rest in freezers. Then they wait until Friday. The catch thawed and fried, served with old Milwaukee and potato salad. They eat it, leaving plates empty, except for white piles of spit-out bones. You have been listening to a poem by Joseph Radke of Appleton, Wisconsin, Ice Fisherman of Oconto Falls, Wisconsin. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at catherineyoungwriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at wdrt.org.